USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Document request. President Trump says he'll comply with House Democrats who are expanding their investigation into the president.
Are you going to cooperate with Mr. Nadler?
I cooperate all the time with everybody. And you know the beautiful thing? No collusion. It's all a hoax. You learn about that as you grow older.
From Washington, D.C. to Alabama now, where more than 20 people killed in a massive EF4 tornado with intense winds at 170 miles per hour, the worst damage in Lee County.
A heavy wind and everything. And then we ran inside, and after that, it was just a lot of debris flying.
Turning now to 2020, former Obama Attorney General Eric Holder announcing he won't be running for president. Beverly Hills 90210 actor Luke Perry has died after suffering a massive stroke last week while at home. He was 52. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
More now on one of our lead USA Radio stories this hour. Families mourning the loss of loved ones in Alabama killed by the enormous tornado. Among those who died, 3 children ages 6, 9, and 10. Chris Darden with the National Weather Service at a news conference.
But the tornado that hit Lee County did the most significant damage. We are upgrading that to an EF4. This is new information that I won't provide to you right now, hot off the presses. Estimated wind speed of 170 miles per hour. That's based on damage that we found not far from here on County Road 39. John DeBlock and his team is out there assessing that right now.
And Lee County Sheriff Jay Jones says the search continues for people still missing.
We've been talking with family members and residents in the area trying to get a count of how many individuals that we're looking for. But again, our efforts are concentrated on that. We have K-9 teams coming in from all over the state of Alabama and from the state of Georgia.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
USA News for your health. On Capitol Hill, lawmakers will hear arguments for and against vaccinations. Scheduled to testify, a teenager from the state of Ohio. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
An Ohio teenager who went viral for getting vaccinated despite his mother's wishes will be testifying before Congress on Tuesday. Ethan Lindenberger announcing on Twitter that he'll testify before a Senate committee on the importance of vaccinations. The 18-year-old from Norwalk, Ohio, says he hadn't been vaccinated as a child for anything and that his parents think vaccines are some kind of government scheme. He's since become vaccinated for hepatitis A, B, HPV, and the flu. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
News now about the military. USA Radio's John Clemens reports there's concern about our aging arsenal. The warning coming from the head of the U.S. Strategic Command.
That was the warning from Air Force General John Hyten, the commander of the U.S. Strategic Command.
Everything that we have is aging out. We have bombers, ICBMs, nuclear submarines, all of which will reach a point within about 15 years where they're no longer a viable element.
Yet if they are viable today, they are safe, reliable, ready, and they can do all the missions they need to do today. But in the future, that won't be the case. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.